Joining me live over the phone this morning is Brian Muir, City Administrator for Kemmer. Good morning, Brian. How are you today?
Doing great. We've got a great weather day here. Beautiful, clear skies.
Yeah, not too shabby at all for the weather. And it's the middle of November, for crying out loud.
I wasn't expecting this. I've never experienced November in Kemmer, and this is great so far. I'm loving it.
Well, it's not normal, so don't plan on it every year.
Well, I'm just going to hope for it then.
Fair enough. Well, Brian, we appreciate the time once a month to chat with us. What's the latest with the city of Kemmer?
Well, we're doing a lot of things. As usual, we're really focused on economic development and diversification of our economy. That's really the highest priority, I think, that we have right now with the recent announcements of the one and two Naughton plants retiring in 2025, that's for sure now. And then number three Naughton is being converted to natural gas, and it will still nevertheless retire, according to the Rocky Mountain Power's plans, in 2029. We are actually today releasing, this is exciting news, we are actually releasing our RFP, request for proposal, for a firm to come into our community and study it and give us some expertise and recommendations after their study on how to diversify our economy. That RFP will be posted on our website today.
Okay, and so now we've talked about this diversification study. This is coming from a grant, correct? The funds for this?
Yes.
And so yes. What exactly, when you say you post this, you're looking for a company to come in and bid on that? Understand that correct?
Yeah, we'd like to see as many companies as possible, obviously, give us some good bids and proposals for how they would achieve diversification in our community. We already have a lot of ideas, and the good thing about it is we actually already have in place, as part of this whole process, a diversification committee, and it's called the Kemmer Area Diversification Committee, and we have now a full committee of people. We've got Kemmer Councilman Mark Quinn is on there, Bob King, one of our county commissioners, is on that committee. Teresa Frommel, the South Lincoln Economic Development Corporation chair, is on that, as well as the CEO and, the president and general manager of the Kemmer Operations, the mine, and also a representative from Exxon. So we've got a good, solid group of people with a lot of expertise to help guide this whole process of diversifying. And they meet weekly, most of the time. So it's a 3-year commitment for them, and they're all committed and excited and doing a good job already. So,
Brian Muir, City Administrator for Kemmer, joining us live over the phone this morning. So, Brian, is this committee is meeting and waiting for these bids to come in for the diversification study? What are some of the specific ideas maybe that have come up? You mentioned that even ahead of the study, this committee has formulated some suggestions and ideas.
Well, it was interesting. This week we actually met with Matt Murdock of Raven SR out of Pinedale, who actually happens to be the mayor of Pinedale as well. They have a very interesting business model, and they have some technology that I think is poised to possibly revolutionize the industry in a lot of ways, the energy industry. Their business model is a lot different. They try to base things on commercial terms. They don't look for credits or supports or subsidies or other payments to take renewables and make them profitable and economic. And they actually have a patented steam CO2 reforming process that is very different and a huge improvement over gasification. It's more efficient, fewer maintenance issues, and better overall economics for it. What it basically does is it can take anything. It can take waste from a waste plant, or it can take coal or lots of different inputs and turn it into energy in a very efficient, clean way. And this is the kind of innovation, research, and development I think that Wyoming needs more of, and our country needs more of them. And, you know, don't need to rely on subsidies so much. I think subsidies kind of create some problems when the government kind of gets involved, in my humble opinion. And so I think this is a really good business model. This is the kind of thing that is good for Kemmer. They actually said that they could manufacture possibly 90% of their product right here in Wyoming. So, you know, it's good to see we've got some good innovation and entrepreneurial spirit that's, I think, going to help us solve some of these puzzles.
Brian Muir with the City of Kemmer joining us live this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. Brian, anything else about this committee and what they're working on or anything else happening with the City of Kemmer you wanted to mention this morning?
Some other things that I think, I mean, the committee's, they're entertaining lots of ideas. Manufacturing is definitely one of the focuses. Well, look, manufacturing is the kind of thing that we're missing. They're going to be focusing more on that. We also have some good things coming, down the pipeline here. We've got, coming up, actually next week, me and the county commissioners and Senator Dockstetter, we're all going to the it's called the Western States Coal Conference, and it's actually by invitation only kind of thing, where it's sponsored by the United States Energy Association, the U.S. Department of Energy, and the Utah Governor's Energy Office, and it's in Moab, and it's basically an opportunity for us to talk with like-minded people who are in the coal industry, trying to figure out, what the next step is. And so, I like to think of this equation. It's a simple little equation. It's coal plus technology equals clean, efficient, sustainable energy. And I think, that's, something that when the technology is out there, we just need to find investors. We need to find people who want to perhaps try something new and invest in our coal-fired plants when they come up for sale pretty soon. And we're also working with the Public Service Commission, of course. I'm going there on December 2nd to meet with them and help establish rules for how to make it fair for the buyer and the seller of the coal-fired plants.
And Brian, we talked a couple months ago, and as far as getting a buyer to purchase the current coal-fired power plant in Kemmer, you said that there was some interest, and of course that was just brand new. It was just kind of developing and way too early to even see or tell how serious the interest was. But does there still appear to be some interest out there in a purchaser for the plant?
Yes, there is. There is legitimate interest out there. Some people are looking at perhaps using carbon capture, utilization and storage, carbon sequestration technology to be able to tack onto one of these power plants. And I think one of the things that we got to look at, honestly, a lot of people are interested in what I think is going to help determine this, in our opinion, is we need to watch the price of natural gas. The price of natural gas, if it goes up, it's going to help Wyoming natural gas economy. And it's going to help also, it's going to help coal and the other energies, petroleum going up in price and other energy commodities, as they go up in price, that's going to help coal and give people a little bit more profit margin and lessen the risk so that they could invest in some of this newer technology that we have. So,
City Administrator with the City of Kemmer, Brian Muir, joining us live this morning. Brian, thank you so much for your time. As always, we appreciate the insight on what's happening with the economic structure in South Lincoln County. Thank you.